under the 3 feet of snow, I mean. This is a day when it's hard to wear a frown. All the happy people stop to say hello.
Get out of my way.
Even though the temperature's low. It's a perfect Sunday morning in my quiet little mountain town.
Well, good morning, Stan.
Mom, can I have $8 to see a movie?
A movie?
Yeah, it's going to be the best movie ever. It's a foreign film from Canada.
All right, here you go. But be back for supper.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, what a picture-perfect child. Just like Jesus, he's tender and mild. He'd wear a smile while he wore a thorny crown. What an angel with a heart so sweet and sure. And a mind so open and pure. Thank God we live in this quiet redneck mountain town.
Dude, wake up! Kenny, come on!
Woo!
Kenny, the Terrence and Phillip movie is out. You want to come?
Woo, woo, woo!
Where do you think you are going? You can't. You have to go to church. Well, fine. You go ahead and miss church, and then when you die and go to hell, you can answer to Satan.
You can see your breath hanging in the air. You see homeless people, but you just don't care. It's a sea of smiles in which we'd be glad to drown. That's right, it's Sunday morning in our quiet little white bread redneck mountain town.
Ba, 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 ba.
Ready, Ike? Kick the baby!
Kick the baby.
Kick the baby.
Ike, you broke another window! That's a bad baby. Bad baby.
Kyle, we're going to the Terrence and Phillip movie. Oh, my God, dude.
Kyle, where are you going?
We're going ice skating.
Well, take your little brother out with you.
Mama, he's not even my real brother. He's adopted.
Do as I say, Kyle.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Look at those frail and fragile boys. It really gets me down. The world is such a rotten place. And city life's a complete disgrace. That's why I moved to this redneck mushroom in a quiet mountain town. Ike! Bad baby!
Before what?
Brought to you by Snacky S'mores, the creamy fun of s'mores and a delightful cookie crumb.
And somebody's at the door!
Coming, hun.
I can't see the TV!
It's been 6 weeks since Saddam Hussein was killed by a pack of wild boars, and the world is still glad to be rid of him.
Oh, look, Eric, it's your little friend.
Bye, man!
What are you guys doing here?
We did? Yes!
Off to the movies we shall go, where we learn everything that we know, because the movies teach us what our parents don't have time to say. And this movie's gonna make our life complete, because Terrence and Phillip are sweet.
Super sweet.
Thank God we live in the quiet little redneck podunk white trash.
Woo-woo!
U.S.
What do you mean, no?
Terrence and Phillip Ashes of Fire has been rated R by the Motion Picture Association of America. You have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian.
But why?
Because this movie has naughty language.
Next, please.
This can't be happening. We have to see this movie, dude.
Ah, screw it. It probably isn't all that good anyway.
Cartman, what are you talking about? You love Terrence and Phillip.
Yeah, but the animation's all crappy.
Wait, I've got an idea.
Hi. I want 6 tickets to Asses of Fire.
This movie might not be appropriate for your little ones.
Hey, he says this movie isn't appropriate for you.
Look, Mr. Homeless Guy, if you don't want to buy us tickets and not get your $10 and not go buy yourself a bottle of vodka, then be my guest.
6 tickets, please.
Let me have some candy, Cartman.
Oh, let's see. Nope, I don't have any Jewish candy.
Like, you really need all that chocolate, fat boy.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shh, the movie's starting.
Satans, what did the Spanish priest say to the Iranian gynecologist?
I don't know, Philip, what?
Where do they come up with this stuff?
You're such a pig fucker, Philip.
What did he say?
Terrence, why would you call me a pig fucker?
Well, let's see. First of all, you fuck pigs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, fuck my ass and call me a bitch.
Oh, you shit-faced cockmaster.
Wow, shit-faced cockmaster.
Listen, you donkey-raping shit-eater!
Donkey-raping shit-eater.
Don't be baby shit-eater.
You'd fuck your uncle.
You'd fuck your uncle.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a cop sucking ass licking Uncle Fucker. You're an Uncle Fucker, yes, it's true. Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're the one that fucks your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just cook your uncle all day long.
What's going on here?
What garbage?
Well, what do you expect? They're Canadian.
I must say.
You fucked your uncle yesterday.
Uncle Baka. That's U-N-C-L-E. Fuck you. Uncle Baka.
Suck my balls. Dude, that movie was fucking sweet.
You bet your fucking ass it was.
Fuck, dude, I want to be just like Terrence and Phillip.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's your guardian?
Huh?
I knew it. You paid a homeless guy to get you in, didn't you?
Fuck off, you donkey-raping shit-eater.
Yeah, shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucka.
Yeah, I'm drinking balls, sucking Uncle Fucka.
Huh. Hey, where have you guys been all day?
Oh, nowhere. We just went to go see the Terrence and Phillip movie.
How'd you get in?
Hey, stop crowding us, you shit-faced cockmasters.
Wow.
Yeah, you're all a bunch of ass-ramming uncle fuckers.
Ooh. We've got to see this movie, dude.
Terrence and Phillip are Canadian, just like my brother.
There's the girl that I like.
Hey, Stan, tell about when Terrence caught Phillip a testicle-shitting rectal wart.
Now more than ever, she gives me butterflies. It makes my stomach queasy every time she walks by.
Asshole, I'm talking to you.
I know I can be cool if I try.
Come, Wendy. Let us try to jump the hilly brush.
Who are you, kid?
My name is Gregory. I just transferred from Yardale, where I had a 4.0 grade point average.
Want to skate with us?
We've been skating all morning and laughing and talking of memories past.
We saw the Terrence and Phillip movie.
Oh-ho. Try and catch me, Wendy.
Bye, Stan.
Yes, yes, I saw the Terrence and Phillip movie. Who wants to touch me? I said, who wants to fucking touch me?
Ooh.
Come on, Gig. We gotta see the Terrence and Phillip movie, too. I hate you, Kenny.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a boner fighting bastard, Uncle Fucker. You're a...
Okay, children, let's take our seats. We have a lot to learn today. We sure do, Mr. Hayat. Okay, children, let's start the day with a few new math problems. What is 5 times 2? Come on, children, don't be shy. Just give it your best shot. Yes, Clyde?
12?
Okay, now let's try to get an answer from someone who's not a complete retard. Anyone? Come on, don't be shy.
I think I know the answer, Mr. Garrison.
Shut up, fat boy! Hey, don't call me fat, you fucking Jew!
Eric, did you just say the F word?
Jew?
No, he's talking about fuck. You can't say fuck in school, you fucking fat ass.
Kyle!
Why the fuck not?
Eric!
Dude, you just said fuck again.
Stanley!
Who?
Kenny!
What's the big deal? It doesn't hurt anybody. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
How would you like to go see the school counselor?
How would you like to suck my balls?
What did you say?
I'm sorry. Actually, what I said was...
How would you like to suck my balls, Miss Kirby?
Holy shit, dude.
Well, I must say I'm very disappointed in you boys, okay? You should be ashamed of yourselves. Now, I've already called in your mothers,
but... You called my mom?
That's right.
Oh, no, dude!
Mr. Mackey, can I ask a question?
Okay, what?
What's the big fucking deal, bitch? Yeah.
Now I want to know where you heard these horrific obscenities, okay?
Nowhere. We heard them from Mr. Garrison a few times before.
Yeah.
Boys, I seriously doubt that Mr. Garrison ever said, eat penguin shit, you ass-spelunker. Thank you all for coming on such short notice.
This just isn't like you, Stanley. What did my son say, Mr. Mackey? Did he say the S-word?
No, it was worse than that.
The F-word?
Well, here's a short list of the things they've been saying, okay?
Oh,
Oh, dear God.
What the heck is a rim job?
Oh, why, that's when you put your legs behind your head and have someone lick your ass.
Young man, you will tell Mr. Mackey this instant where you heard all these horrible phrases.
I...
We can't tell you. We all took a sacred oath and swore ourselves to secrecy.
It was the Terrence and Phillip movie.
Dude!
What? Fuck you guys. I want to get out of here.
Terrence and Phillip? Those Canadians?
Excuse me. What the heck is Terrence and Phillip?
Terrence and Phillip are two very untalented actors from Canada. Nothing but foul language and toilet humor.
Well, I guess I'll have to send a warning letter out to parents before more children see Terrence and Phillip.
Everybody's fucking seen it.
Eric!
I'm sorry, I can't help myself. That movie has warped my fragile little mind. My mom gave me
There's the girl that I like.
Hey, you're holding up the goddamn lunch line.
Hello there, children.
Hey, Chef.
How's it going?
Bad.
Why bad?
We got busted for swearing. Our mom said we can't ever see the Terrence and Phillip movie again.
Oh, that's too bad.
You should have seen Kyle when his mom showed up. He was scared out of his mind.
Shut up, Cartman.
No, dude, I'd be scared too. Your mom's a fucking bitch.
Don't call my mom a bitch, you fat fuck!
Don't call me fat, you butt fucking son of a bitch!
Whoa, children. Why did you learn to talk like that?
It's pretty fucking sweet, huh?
Chef, how do you make a woman like you more than any other guy?
Oh, that's easy. You just gotta find the clitoris.
Huh?
Oops.
What does that mean, find the clitoris?
Forget I said anything. Move along, children. You're holding up the line.
You guys, do you know where I can find the clitoris?
The what?
What, is that like finding Jesus or something?
Attention, students. We are now enforcing a new dress code at South Park Elementary. Terrence and Phillip shirts are no longer allowed in school. Anyone wearing a Terrence and Phillip shirt is to be sent home immediately.
The R-rated Canadian film Ashes of Fire is number one at the box office, but is the film destroying American youth? Here with a special report is a midget in a bikini.
Thanks, Tom. It appears that the effects of the Canadian comedy are far-reaching indeed. All over America, children seem to be influenced, like at the Spelling Bee in Washington.
All right, this is for the silver medal, Spell Forensics.
Well, fuck that. Why should I fucking have to spell forensics?
Yeah!
Woo! Here you go. S-U-C-K-M-Y-A-S-S. Forensics.
Tom, the devastating impact of the Canadian duo can also be seen with their new hit song, Shut Your Fucking Face, Uncle Fucker.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a bunny, biting bastard, Uncle Fucker. I told you that we won't stop. I told you that we won't stop.
Back to you, Tom.
Thanks, midget. Shocking report. The controversy began in the small mountain town of South Park, where the local PTA is trying to ban the movie. With us tonight is the head of the PTA, Sheila Broflowski.
Hello, Tom.
And the Canadian Minister of Movies.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Minister, parents are concerned about your country's entertainment. Your thoughts?
Well, the film is R-rated, and it's not intended for children.
Oh, but of course children are going to see it.
Can I finish? The fact is that we Canadians are quite surprised by your outrage.
You just don't care.
Can I finish? Hello, can I finish? The United States has graphic violence on television all the time. We can't believe that a movie with some foul language would piss you off so much.
Because it's evil.
Can I finish? Please, can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
But, Mr. Minister, it isn't like this film is the first troublesome thing to come out of Canada. Let us not forget Brian Adams.
No, no, the Canadian government has apologized for Brian Adams on several occasions.
You Canadians are all the same with your beady little eyes and flapping heads. You're trash.
I reject that. I find that racist.
Our children are now addicted
to
your
racist,
film.
Ma'am. You are racist.
It is going to take us weeks to erase the damage this film has done to our children.
Kids, I want to welcome you to rehabilitation, okay? Your mother's insisted that you be taken from your normal schoolwork and placed into rehab to learn not to swear.
I must say, I don't think I belong with these rogues. I attended school at Yardale and had a 4.0 grade point average.
You're a fucking faggot, dude.
Okay, you see, children, this is exactly what I'm talking about. We have to get you off of foul language.
How are we going to do that?
Well, listen here. There are times when you get suckered in by drugs and alcohol and sex with women, okay? But it's when you do these things too much that you've become an addict and must get back in touch. You can do it, it's all up to you, okay? With a little plan, you can change your life today. You don't have to spend your life addicted to smack, homeless on the streets, giving handjobs for crack. Follow my plan and very soon you will say, it's easy, okay? Step one, instead of ass, say buns, like kiss my buns or you're a buns hole. Step two, instead of shit, say poo, as in bull poo poo, head in this poo is cold. Step three, with bitch, drop the tea, cause Vic is Latin for generosity. that poor, don't say fuck anymore, cause fuck is the worst word that you can say, so just use the word okay. 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 You can change Tuesday. You don't have to spin your eyes and you're in the chat. Homeless on the streets giving hands out your cat. Follow this plan and very soon you will say, it's easy, I'm kind. Step one. Step two.
Fish and say poo.
And the poo is cold.
Step three.
With fish stop the team. Cause they give back more generosity.
Step four.
Don't say fuck anymore. Cause
fuck is the worst word that you can say.
Fuck is the worst word that you can say. We shouldn't say fuck, no. We shouldn't say fuck, fuck, no.
You can go. Now you're cured. You can take the rest of the afternoon off for personal reflection, okay? Find your own constructive way to better yourself, okay?
Well, Philip, I hope you've learned something through this whole experience.
I did, Tance. I learned that you are a boner-biting dick-butt fuckface.
Want to see the northern light?
You burned yourself to death by lighting your fart.
I sure did, fella.
Man, that movie gets better every time I see it.
Hey!
Yeah, but you know what? That whole part about lighting farts is bullshit. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Okay, Kenny. I'll bet you $100 you can't light a fart on fire.
You can't, come on.
Killed Kenny!
You bastard!
Well, I guess you can light a fart on fire, huh?
Load that IV with 70 cc's of sodium pentothal.
We should call the parents.
Oh, shit, dude. Now our mom's gonna find out we went to the Terrence and Phillip movie again.
Vacuum. Try to untangle the trachea and esophagus.
Dude!
Oh, that doesn't go there. We have precious little time left, people. We're going to lose him soon.
Doctor, his heart stopped.
Let's get it out of there. We need to zap this, quick. Who's making a potato?
My bad, sir. I missed lunch.
Damn it. I'm not going to lose this kid. Close him up. We've done all we can. The rest is up to God. Kenny? Kenny, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling, son?
Yes, I feel.
Great. Son, I have some bad news. We accidentally replaced your heart with a baked potato. You have about 3 seconds to live.
Ah, fucking weak, dude! Oh, my God! They killed Kenny! You bastards!
Damn it! It never gets any easier!
I bet him he couldn't do it. I bet him $100.
Come on, Carmen, it's not your fault.
No, I know. I'm just fucking stoked I don't have to pay him.
Oh, that's real nice! He was your friend, you fat fuck!
So, boys, you saw that movie again?
Yes.
Well, Kyle, I have had it. You are grounded for the next 2 weeks.
Grounded?
And you, Stan.
Come on.
And you're grounded for 3 weeks, Eric.
Hey, why am I grounded more? That's fucking bullshit.
What? What was that word, young man?
Little boy at peace. What is this place? Beyond the stars. Open up your eyes. What are these things you're moving toward? Head so full of wonder. Worries in the past. Could it be that you are free at last?
No!
Your deal.
right. Kenny set himself on fire because he saw Terrence and Philip do it in that dirty movie.
We must stop dirty language from getting to our children's ears. We must go fight the source of it.
But what is the source?
Oh, that's easy.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fight and curse.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada. Blame Canada.
Eric once had my picture on his shelf, but now when I see him, it tells me to fuck myself.
Well, blame Canada! Blame Canada! It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich or true. Instead, he burned a plaque of piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the mansion? Should we blame the fire? Or the doctor's over the
Mitch and Murray, too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
Oh, this is
a moment of
self-destruction.
Special after a bunch of Soviets, and we must win
them before the fuss before somebody makes the blame. All right, you turds, listen up. Your moms are away at a meeting, and they put me in charge of you. But you're still grounded, so you're not allowed to have any fun. Any questions?
Shelly, where's the clitoris?
Now you all just sit there and keep your mouths shut while I go listen to my Britney Spears records.
Okay, it's clear.
Our next guest has the number one movie in the world right now. Please welcome Terrence and Philip.
Cardan?
Hello, Brooke Shields.
Guys, some people claim that your Canadian humor is nothing but immature fart jokes.
That's not true. Take this classic Canadian joke, for instance. Excuse me, Sans.
Yes, Philip?
Good one, Philip. Cheers. Cheers, fuckface.
Guys, you can't say that on TV.
Now Terrence smells like my ass.
I farted once on the set of Blue Lagoon.
So, guys, does it make you nervous to be in America? There are a lot of organizations here that want you arrested for destroying children.
Oh, they'd have to find us first.
You're right. Now.
Terrence and Philip, Mothers Against Canada is placing you under citizen's arrest.
Mom? Dude, what the hell is going on?
We have a court order for your arrest.
Philip, we've been ambushed.
Here you go, Conan.
This little scrotum sucker deceived us. You are a bad man.
Don't listen to them, Conan.
You loved our movie, Conan. We watched it together, remember? You laughed.
What have I done?
Holy crap, did you see that? They arrested Terrence and Philip.
As the Canadian ambassador, I hereby condemn the actions taken by America in apprehending Terrence and Phillips. As you can see from this graph, the entire economy of Canada relies on Terrence and Phillips. Without them, we are doomed to recession.
What say you, Mr. American Ambassador?
Fuck Canada!
Hey, fuck you, buddy!
Terrence and Phillips will not be released. They are going to be put on trial for corrupting America's youth. We don't know what all the fuss is about.
The fuss is about taking our citizens. It's about not censoring our art. It's about... What's so goddamn funny?
Nothing. Could you tell us again what your argument is all about?
This is not about diplomacy. This is about dignity. This is about respect. This is about realizing that humor is... You guys are dick. Release Terrence and Philip, or we'll give you something to cry about.
Baldwin residence. No, this is Billy Baldwin. If you want Daniel Baldwin, call his extension. Stupid! Hey, Alec, do you know what sucks about being a Baldwin?
No, what?
Nothing! Yeah!
All right, children, your mothers are all making me throw away my lesson plan and teach theirs.
Mr. Garrison, how come our moms arrested Terrence and Phillip?
That's gay.
Well, your moms are just upset. They're probably all on their periods or something.
Mr. Garrison, Wendy and I think that was a sexist statement.
Well, I'm sorry, Wendy, but I just don't trust anything that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die. Anyway, children, let's start off with some vocabulary.
Attention, students!
Oh, what now?
Come to the gymnasium immediately for a special announcement.
What's going on, Chef?
Something big, children.
Chef, I can't find the clitoris. You have to help me.
Stan, the clitoris...
Please take your seats, everyone. They're about to announce it, okay?
This is a state of emergency. We go now to the White House for an announcement from the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, at 5 a.m. today, a day which will live in infamy, the Canadians have bombed the Baldwins. In response to this, the U.S. has declared war on Canada.
Oh, no!
War? No, Gregory, no!
No, this is bad, Wendy. Hold on to me.
All the Baldwins are dead?
Now it is time for us to send a message to Canadians. In 2 days' time, the war criminals Terrence and Phillip will be executed.
They're gonna kill them?
And now, I'd like to bring up my newly appointed Secretary of Defense, Miss Sheila Broflowski.
Holy shit, dude!
My fellow Americans, our neighbor to the north has abused us for the last time.
I have a plan.
Canadians want to fight
Commander
us because we won't tolerate their potty mouths. Well, if it is war they want, then war they shall have.
Dude, this is fucking weak.
How could things be any worse?
I am Satan. I am your god now. There is no escape. Now, feel the delightful pain.
Hey, Jake! Did you hear the news? A war just broke out up on Earth.
Meet Saddam Hussein, my new partner in evil.
Move over, Satan. You're hugging all the fun. Yeah. Yeah, man, this is getting me so hot.
Saddam, would you let me do my job, please?
Come on, rub my nipples while I torture this little piggy.
Saddam, could I talk to you over here for a second? I don't see why you have to belittle me in front of people like that.
Hey, relax, Gun.
Well, sometimes I think you don't have any respect for me.
Come here, Gun. Who's my cream puff?
I am.
That's my buddy.
Dude, I don't want to be at war. You don't think they're really going to kill Terrence and Phillip, do you?
Cal, you need to stop being such a chicken shit and stand up to your mother. You need to smack her in the face and say that's enough of your shit, you fucking bitch. Don't call my mom a bitch, Cartman.
You guys stop it. This isn't helping. We've got to think here. Now, let's see. What would Brian Boitano do?
Yeah, what would Brian Boitano do?
Hey, what's going on over there?
The American government thinks it has the right to police the world. Your government is going to kill two Canadian citizens, an action condemned by the UN, home of the free indeed.
Let's play tetherball.
Yeah!
This is about freedom of speech, about censorship. Can't you guys be more political like
Gregory? There's a girl that I like. Now it appears that she likes another guy. It must be because he's political and stuff. I bet I could be political, too.
What do you think, Sam?
Damn it. You guys, this is all Kyle's mom's fault. Shut up, Cartman. Kyle's mom is the one that started that damn club, and all because she's a big, fat, stupid bitch.
Don't say it, Cartman.
Wait.
Don't do it, Cartman.
Wait.
I'm warning you.
Okay, okay. I'm getting pretty sick of him calling my mom.
Well,
Kyle's mom's a bitch, she's a big fat bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch, and everyone's a bitch, she's a bitch to all the boys and girls.
Shut your fucking mouth, Carmen!
On Monday she's a bitch, on Tuesday she's a bitch, and Wednesday to Saturday she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king, call me a mayor, bitch. Come on, you all know the words. Have you ever met my big hot mom? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. The mean old bitch, and she has human hair, she's a bitch, 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 bitch.
Big,
talk to kids around the world, it might go a little bit something like this.
Hey, Mama,
anyone who wants to be anyone who wants to be anyone who wants to be anyone.
The V-chip is very simple. It is placed under the child's skin, where it emits a small shock of electricity whenever an obscenity is uttered.
Now, wait a minute. This chip somehow knows if the child is swearing?
It's just like a lie detector. You see, certain things happen to you when you swear, just like when you lie. The chip picks up on this and gives the subject a little prick. Patient B5, would you step out here, please? Patient B5 here has been fitted with the new V-chip.
Oh, my head hurts.
Don't worry about that. Now, I want you to say... Doggy.
Doggy.
Notice that nothing happens. Now say Montana.
Montana.
Good. Now pillow.
Pillow.
All right. Now I want you to say horsefucker.
Go ahead, Eric. It's all right.
Horsefucker. That hurt, don't you? Oh, fuck.
Now I'd like you to say big floppy donkey dick.
No.
Success! The child doesn't want to swear!
This isn't fair, you son of a bitch!
We will start putting V-chips in all our children next week!
Maggie's Mouse presents the March of War! Let's hear it for our boys in blue. President Clinton has called them to action to fight the evil Canadian scourge. A full-scale attack has been launched on Toronto after the Canadians' last bombing, which took a horrible toll on the Arquette family. For security measures, our great American government is rounding up all citizens that have any Canadian blood and putting them into camps. All Canadian-American citizens are to report to one of these death camps right away. Did I say death camps? I meant happy camps, where you will eat the finest meals, have access to fabulous doctors, and be able to exercise regularly. Meanwhile, the war criminals, Terrence and Philip, are prepped for their execution. Their execution will take place during a fabulous USO show with special guest celebrities, including Big Gay Al and Winona Ryder. Of course, the only way to see the USO show is to sign up for the Army. So join the Army and kill some Canadian scum as we continue the March of War.
Eat Snacky Spot.
Don't you like Terrence and Philip anymore?
Of course not. My mommy says I hate Canadians now because they made me have a dirty mouth.
Burn it all!
Hey, dude.
What's the matter, Carmen?
It's this V-chip. I hate it. I can't say any dirty words.
Really? So you can't say fuck?
No.
And you can't say shit?
No.
So you can't say, I'm Eric Carmen, the fattest fucking piece of shit in the world?
Fuck you!
Sweet!
Come on, you guys. This has gone far enough. It's time we talk to our moms.
We're supposed to be grounded in our rooms.
Come on, Kyle. It's time for us to get political.
Canada will no longer corrupt our children.
Huh? Can I talk to you for a second?
Kyle, what are you doing here? You are grounded. Now get back to the house and stay there.
You too, Stanley.
Mom, we think you're going too far. You can't kill Terrence and Philip.
We must fight for our children's future.
You started a war. You have to stop it.
To make them safe again.
Hello?
Our children are precious.
Hello?
We must make a stand now. Stop at nothing.
I told you my mom wouldn't listen.
Well, then we're just going to have to save Terrence and Philip ourselves.
What?
Think about it, you guys. What would Brian Boitano do? He'd figure out a way to rescue Terrence and Philip before they're executed.
We can't do anything. Our mom's organization is too strong.
Well, then we'll round up all the grounded kids in town and start our own organization. An organization to help save Terrence and Philip.
Hey, yeah, our own secret club.
I guess that could work.
We have to try. What would Brian Boitano do if he was here right now? He'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do.
When Brian Boitano was in the Olympics skating for the gold, he did 2 sow cows and a triple lutz while wearing a blindfold.
When Brian Boitano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears, he used his magical fire breath and saved the maiden fair. So what would Brian Boitano do if he were here today? I'm sure he'd kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano do.
I want this V-chip out of me. It has
I'll be an activist too, cause that's what Brian Boitano would do. And what might Brian Boitano do? He'd call the kids in town and tell them to unite for truth. That's what Brian Boitano would do.
Someone say my name.
Who are you?
I'm Brian Dennehy.
What? No, not fucking Brian Dennehy. Just get the fuck out of here.
Oh, bye.
When Brian Boitano jumped through time to the year 3010, he thought the evil world got changed to save the human race again. And when Brian Boitano built the pyramids, he beat up Kublai Khan. Cause Brian Boitano doesn't take shit from anybody. So let's all sit together and unite to stop our moms. And we'll save Terrence and Phillip too, cause that's what Brian Boitano do. And we'll save Terrence and Phillip too, cause that's what Brian Boitano do. Cause that's what Brian Boitano do.
Oh, there's nothing on.
You just get cranky when you're tired, that's all.
I'm not cranky.
What started as a spat between the United States and Canada is quickly turning into World War III.
World War III?
Terrence and Phillip are going to be put to death for crimes against humanity. The type of execution has...
It has come to be. The four horsemen are drawing nigh. The time of prophecy is upon us.
I love when you get all biblical, Satan. You know exactly how to turn my crank.
No, I'm being serious. It is the seventh sign.
What?
Behold, the first signs of my reign have all come true. The fall of an empire, the coming of a comet. And now, when the blood of these Canadians touches American soil, it will be our time to rise.
Hmm? Yeah! Yeah, man, I'm getting so hot! Let's fuck!
Do you always think about sex? I'm talking about very important stuff here.
I'm just excited about taking over the world. Come on!
Is sex the only thing that matters to you?
I love you.
I want to believe that.
So what do you say we shut off that light and get close, huh? Yeah, you like that, don't you, bitch?
Okay, we can use my dad's computer to call all the kids together. Wait, before we put a message out, do a search on the word clitoris.
Oh, okay.
Found 8 million pages with the word clitoris.
Wow!
I'll just try the first one. You must be 18 to enter this website.
Okay.
Welcome to German Sick Fetish Video. If you are under 18, do not... Okay.
Du hast scheiße again.
Dude, it's a lady getting sued on.
Whoa, is it Cartman's mom?
Oh, very funny.
Hey, it is Cartman's mom.
Essen mein Scheiße.
All righty then.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Get out of here, Ike. You're too young for this stuff.
Bullshit.
What's she doing now?
Essen mein Scheiße.
Okie dokie.
Click it off, dude. Click it off. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with German people?
All right. Let's just do what we came here to do and put a message out to kids.
Okay, let's see. I gotta put out an all-access email. God damn, your mom sucks, Cartman.
Just get to the message board.
I'm trying. I can't find a Canadian server. I've got to break into the mainframe. Damn it, they've got an access code. I'll try to reroute the encryptions. Okay, here we go. Want to help Terrence and Phillip? Sneak out after you get tucked into bed tonight and meet at Carl's warehouse. Tell him we'll have punch and pat.
We're not going to have punch and pie.
More people will come if they think we have punch and pat. Punch and pot. This is top secret. The password is... La Resistance.
And so the draft will begin tomorrow as more and more troops are needed to invade the Canadian border. The Canadian government pleads for a peaceful resolution, but naturally we're not listening.
Good night, hon.
Man, when is the war gonna be over?
I don't know, hon. Soon, we hope. You want it to end quickly, huh?
Man?
Yes, hon?
If you were in a German Scheiße video, you'd tell me, right?
Sure, hon. Good night. Oh, you poor dear. You've been through so much.
I bet him he couldn't light a fart on fire, and now he's all pissed off. I can't say pissed off.
The execution of Terrence and Phillip is imminent. Soon, Saddam and I will rule the world.
Hey, Satan, I got some new luggage
tickets for a trip up to Earth. Let's back to celebrate.
What's it like up on Earth, Saddam? Tell me about it again.
Let's not talk. Let's get busy.
Do you remember when you first got here? We used to talk all night long until the sun came up. We would just lie in bed and talk.
Well, yeah, because I was still waiting to get you in bed, dummy.
How come you always want to make love to me from behind? Is it because you want to pretend I'm somebody else?
Satan, your ass is gigantic and red. Who am I going to pretend you are? Liza Minnelli? Don't get up, pissy.
Sometimes I think, when I look up real high, that there's such a big world up there, I'd like to give it a try. But then I sink, 'cause it's here I'm supposed to stay. But I get so lonely down here, tell me why does it have to be that way? Up there, there's so much room, where babies burp and flowers bloom. Everyone dreams I could dream too. Up there, up where the skies are ocean blue, I could be safe and live without a care. Up there, they say I don't belong, I must stay below alone, because of my beliefs I'm supposed to stay where evil is sown. But what is evil anyway? There reason to the rhyme. Without evil there can be no good, so it must be good to be evil sometime. Up there, there is so much room, where babies burp and flowers bloom. Everyone dreams I could dream too. Up there, up where the skies are ocean blue, I could be safe and live without a care.
You're behind? I have to stay behind because I get shocked if I say, hey. Did you bring the punch and pie?
No, you guys, something happened.
I don't think Kenny is dead.
What?
I saw him in my room.
I know, Cartman, I know. I see Kenny every day.
You do?
Sure, dude. On the face of every child. On the smile of every baby.
Hey, I'm telling you, this was Kenny. He said that if Terrence and Philip die, Saddam Hussein and Satan are going to come up and rule the world.
Saddam Hussein? Who is it?
I'm here for La Resistance.
What's the password?
I don't know.
Guess.
Bacon.
Okay.
Viva La Resistance.
Oh, no, it's that kid.
This is the place.
Wendy?
Dad, you started La Resistance?
Well, apparently you're more political than we thought. Let us get this meeting underway. There are others coming.
Wow, a lot of people showed up.
Okay, Terrence and Philip are supposed to be killed, and we think that sucks ass. Yes?
We would understand there'd be pie and punch.
There isn't any.
Oh.
Terrence and Philip are supposed to be killed, so we think we should prank call a bunch of policemen and have pizzas sent to them that they didn't order. Viva la Resistance!
May I?
What?
Terrence and Philip are currently being held at a Canadian internment camp 2 kilometers outside of town. They are to be executed tomorrow during a star-studded USO show for the troops.
Tomorrow?
Once the show begins, we should have about 1 hour to get Terrence and Philip out of their cell and into this clearing. There we will all rendezvous and together take Terrence and Philip safely back to Canada.
Wow, dude, Winnie's new guy is smart.
You must all meet me at the rendezvous point at precisely 10 p.m. Sneaking into the show and breaking out Terrence and Philip will be the most dangerous part. So I'll go myself.
No, we're going. We started La Resistance. We'll get Terrence and Philip and meet you at the rendezvous point.
This will be very dangerous. Are you quite sure?
Fuck that! Cartman, do you want that V-chip in you forever? We're going. Now let's run through the plan.
you, Ned. Let's kill us some goddamn Australians!
I think we're fighting Canadians.
Canadians, Australians, what's the difference?
Yeah, this uniform makes me feel like a tough, brute man, Mr. Hess. It sure does, Mr. Garrison. Oh, boy, I can't wait for our first shore leave so I can get me some fucking poontang.
Pay attention! Tomorrow night is the USO show for all you troops. There will be celebrities, followed by the execution of Terrence and William. Yeah! After the show, we will finally be sending ground troops into Canada. So let's strategize. Map! Our sources have told us that the Canadians are preparing for our invasion, so we must use caution. Each battalion has a specific code name and mission. Battalion 5, raise your hands. You will be the all-important first attack wave, which we will call Operation Human Shield.
Hey, wait a minute.
Now keep in mind, Operation Human Shield will suffer heavy losses. Battalion 14? Right, you are Operation Get Behind the Darkies. You will follow Battalion 5 here, and try not to get killed, for God's sake. Are there any questions, men? Yes, soldier.
Have you ever heard of the Emancipation Proclamation?
I don't listen to hip-hop. After that, we will march into the heart of Canada, and we will... Oh, what's wrong with this thing? Fucking Windows 98! Get Bill Gates in here! You told us Windows 98 would be faster and more efficient with better access to the internet!
It is faster, over 5 million...
All right, men, get lots of rest and prepare the tomb for your friends here!
After you have Terrence and Philip, quietly make your way to this ridge. We will be waiting for you there. We cannot wait for long, so if you're not there at 10, we'll have to leave.
Gotcha.
You are indeed brave, but you will need help from someone who's done this sort of thing before. Here's the address of the Mole.
The Mole?
He is an expert in covert operations, a mercenary for hire. Your first task will be obtaining him. Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
God has smiled upon you this day. The fate of a nation in your hands. And blessed be the children who fight with all our bravery till only the righteous stand. You see the distant flames, they bellow in the night. You fight in all our names for what we know is right. And when you all get shot and cannot carry on, though you die, La Resistance lives on. You may get stabbed in the head with a dagger or a sword. You may be burned to death or skinned alive or worse. But when they torture you, you will not feel the need to run, for though you die, La Resistance lives on.
Because the country's gone awry, tomorrow night these bricks will cry!
Tomorrow night, our lives will change. Tomorrow night, we'll be entertained. An execution, what a sight. Tomorrow night.
Hey there, there's so much room where babies birth and flowers bloom. Tomorrow night up there is doomed, and so I will be going soon.
Get your fucking face, Uncle Paga. You're a bona fide bastard, Uncle Paga. Looks like we may be out of luck.
Tomorrow night, we're pretty fucked.
Why did our mothers start this war? What the fuck are they fighting for? When did this song become a marathon?
Our war
will
end. Canada is getting born. There'll be no more Celestia.
The next joke you can have.
Tomorrow night.
To a pink.
Tomorrow
night. That's your
luck. Tomorrow night.
Ridiculous cheek.
We'll be entertained.
That's the way it goes. And we're going to shut up on.
We'll be
fine.
I want to
Lawrence
be.
Lawrence, don't open it.
One more day until we can take over the world. I don't know if I can sleep, if you know what I mean.
This book is really interesting. It talks about how people communicate differently. Like, I communicate by wanting you to ask me questions and you communicate...
Hey, that is interesting. Let's fuck!
Saddam, I'm trying to have a nice conversation with you.
Satan!
Oh, now that is just not appropriate.
Ah, come on. I'm just fucking with you. It's not real.
Oh, well, that's still not appropriate.
Satan!
Oh!
Aha!
What's wrong? Soon the world will belong to me. It's Saddam. He doesn't nurture my emotions. He just wants sex and can't learn to communicate.
What do the fuck
you? You're right. I should leave him. I'm just gonna tell him, Saddam, I'm going to Earth to rule alone. I'm strong, and I don't need him.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Today's the day for the USO show.
We're so happy we get to go.
I don't know, but I've been told. Today is
Ike, you have to stay in the attic, because if they find you, they'll put you in a Canadian concentration camp. Don't worry, Ike. We're going to put an end to this. And then I'll make Mom come home, and we'll all be a family again.
I like Babbage's home.
Hello?
Hi. We need to speak with the mole.
I'm sorry. The mole is grounded. He can't come out and play.
What? He's a kid?
He said very naughty things about God.
Oh, well, can we just talk to him for 5 seconds, please?
Well, all right. Christoph!
Hi, we're going to go rescue Terrence and Philip from the USO show, and we were...
Shh! Who are you? Who sent you?
The Gregory kid! He said you could sneak us in!
Are you telling me that you intend to break into the USO show, filled with thousands of soldiers, and break out Terrence and Philip?
I thought it was a pretty stupid idea, too.
We're La Resistance! We want to save Terrence and Philip and stop the war and stuff! I can't help you. I'm grounded in my room for the next 3 days.
So are we. Our parents think we're home right now.
Why are you grounded? Why? Because God hates me, that's why. He has made my life miserable. So I call him a cock-sucking asshole, and I get grounded.
So will you help us?
Very well. Meet me in the backyard in 5 minutes. Viva la Resistance. We'll show God that we're not gonna fucking take any
more... Christoph, get in here!
Coming, Mother.
I must be strong. I must be strong. Saddam, I need to talk to you.
Hey, you better get packing, bitch. We have to go. We're running out of time.
Saddam, sometimes you can love a person very much, but still know that they aren't right for you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You treat me like shit, Saddam. I'm leaving you. I'm going up to Earth to rule alone.
No. No, you can't do that.
I'm sorry, but I have to be strong.
Satan, please. Give me another chance. I have to go to Earth.
You don't even have respect for me.
Sure I do, guy. Please, just hear me out. Some people say that I'm a bad guy. They may be right. They may be right. But it's not as if I don't try. I just fuck up, try as I might. But I can change, I can change. I can learn to keep my promises, I swear it. I'll open up my heart and I will share it. Any minute now I will be born again. Yes, I can change, I can change. I know I've been a dirty little bastard. I like to kill, I like to hate. I'm insane, but it's okay because I can change. It's not my fault that I'm so evil. It's society. Society. You see, my parents were sometimes abusive. And it made a prick of me. But I can change, I can change.
What if you remain a sandy little butthole?
Hey, Satan, don't be such a twit. Mother Teresa won't have shit on me. Just watch me change. Here I go, I'm changing.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Come on, we have to hurry.
I love ya.
Ladies and gentlemen of the American Army, welcome to the USO Show. Get ready for loads of entertainment and fabulous celebrities, followed immediately by the nasty execution of Terrence and Philip.
This is the USO show, where those military bitches intend to kill Terrence and Philippe.
Oh, my God!
God, he is the biggest bitch of them all.
We have to hurry. We rendezvous with the other kids at 10.
You realize that by doing this, we could be grounded for 2, perhaps even 3 weeks.
We're willing to take that risk.
Then let's go.
And now, here are your hosts for the evening, Sheila Broflosky and Big Gay Al.
Tonight is a very special night. Do you know why?
Ooh, they're having a sale at Merv's?
No, because we're going to abolish Canadian smut.
That's right, Sheila. Bring out the condemned.
Today is a great day for democracy!
Oh, Philip, this is worse than that night I fell asleep and you put your dick in my mouth and took a picture.
I know, Terrence, I know.
Well, Sheila, while you're getting set up over there, let's bring out our first act, Yippee the Backflipping Dog!
Be careful not to touch this wire.
Ah, motherfucker! Ah,
shit! The USO show has started. We are running out of time.
Do you see Terrence and Philip?
Yes, but they are heavily guarded. We have to dig from here so as not to be seen. Come on, bitches.
Hey, Mole, do you know where the clitoris is?
The what?
The clitoris. I have to find the clitoris so I can get this windy girl to like me again.
You need to stop thinking with your dick. You have to be on your toes, because I am not going to be grounded again. Not for you, not for anybody.
Men, when you're out there in the battlefield and you're looking into the beady eyes of a Canadian as he charges you with his hockey stick or whatever he has, and people are dying all around you, just remember what the MPAA says. Horrific, deplorable violence is okay as long as people don't say any naughty words. That is what this war is all about. What?
Shit. Move, move. Okay, we were split up here. Let's synchronize watches.
We don't have watches.
You don't have watches?
Dude, you didn't say anything about watches.
What do you think this is, kid? TV kitty hour where we all sit around and lick Barney the dinosaur's fucking pussy? Huh? This is real life with consequences you take to the grave.
Dude, we don't have watches.
Shit. Did you bring the mirror?
Got it.
And the rope?
Check.
And the butt for?
What's a butt for?
For pooping, silly. Now listen carefully. I will dig under the stage, and with that bedrock, I will need more time. Stan and Kyle, get near the stage and stall the show. Any way you can, do whatever it takes to keep that show going until I get the prisoners.
Okay.
Cartman, over there is the electrical box. You must sneak over there and shut it off before I return with Terrence and Philippe, or the alarms will sound, and I will be attacked by guard dogs. Got it?
Okay.
You must shut off the alarms. I fucking hate guard dogs.
I heard you the first time, you British piece of shit.
If anything goes wrong, make a sound like a dying giraffe.
What's a dying giraffe sound like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Be careful, dude.
Careful? Was my mother careful when she stabbed me in the heart with a clothes hanger while I was still in the womb?
Damn, dude, that kid is fucked up.
How are those chairs coming, Sheila?
Al, we're minutes away.
Super. In the meantime, here's pint-sized pixie and darling of the indie movie scene, Winona Ryder.
Hi, guys. I'm super psyched to be here today. What you're doing for our country is so cool. I mean, war, man. Wow. War. You know? Wow. Okay, and now for your enjoyment, here's my famous ping pong ball trick.
Oh, my.
Shut off the power, Cartman. This is very important, Cartman.
Dude, did you hear what Winona Ryder's doing? Oh, we can't miss this.
There, I didn't miss one. That's my ping pong ball trick.
Well, that's all the acts we have for you tonight, so let's just get on with the execution.
Oh, no, we have to stall him. More, more.
Yeah, more.
Oh, you big silly. You want to see more of me?
Yeah. Big gay Al. Big gay Al.
Big gay Al. Big gay Al.
Well, I do have a little song I wrote about the war. Oh, but we haven't rehearsed.
Sing it.
Yeah, sing it.
Oh, I can't.
Sing the fucking song.
Well, all right. If you insist, I'll sing my song. I believe it goes a little bit like this.
Bombs are flying. People are dying. Children are crying, politicians are lying too. Cancer is killing, Texaco's spilling. The whole world's gone to hell, but how are you?
I'm super, thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super, no, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're...
Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Cripple, but I just can't feel too bad for you right now, because I'm feeling so insanely super that even the fact that you can't walk can bring me down.
Hey, Silver, thanks for asking. Only Silver, you can be better,
he must say. I'm super, no, nothing bugs me. Everything is super winter, don't you think I look cute in this hat? These little pants with matching cars, I got it for a bar, super! Stick them up!
Take a minute here to thank all our wonderful sponsors we had tonight on the U.S.
He's almost got him. Shh. Yeah, I'm here to rescue you. After I release you, follow me through the tunnel.
Yeah.
What, Cartman? Kenny. I saw Kenny again. Did you shut the alarm off, Cartman? Cartman? What? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that? Sounds like a giraffe is dying over there.
Ah! Sheet! A spy!
Get him!
Sheet! Sheet! Oh, no. Come on, Mole, come on. Sheep! Fucking gaga sheep!
The alarms, they went off.
Yeah, that was my bad, sorry. Hold me. So very cold. There is no hope now. You must get out of here.
We can't leave without you.
It's okay, I'm done for.
No, we can't leave without you. We don't know where the hell we are.
Where is your god when you need him? Huh? Where is your beautiful, merciful faggot now? Here I come, God. Here I come, you fucking rat.
Now the light she fades, and darkness settles in. But I will find strength.
No, Mole, hang on.
I will find pride within.
We'll get you home.
Because although I die,
I can't face my mother.
Our freedom will be won.
Not alone.
Though I die, la resistance lives on.
Do you have any last words?
Last words? Let's see. How's the boot?
Get me the fuck out of this chair! How's that for last words?
All right, Anonymous. Ready to switch!
Wait!
Stanley?
Eric!
Kyle!
Go on, dude, tell her.
I can't.
You can't kill Terrence and Philip. If they die, Satan and Saddam Hussein are gonna come take over the world.
Throw the switch, Mr. Garrison.
Hey, I'm supposed to be anonymous.
Goodbye, bastard!
No!
The Canadians are attacking. Run for your lives.
Come on, we have to shut off the power.
Ow, fuck.
Hey, some little fat kid saved us.
Wait, we have to get you to the rendezvous point.
Dad, behind you.
Be not afraid.
Are you?
I am the clitoris.
The clitoris?
I did it! I found the clitoris!
Stan, you must not let Terrence and Philip's blood be spilled on the ground.
Wait, you're supposed to tell me how to get Wendy to like me.
There are more important matters right now.
No way, dude. I've looked all over for you, and now you have to tell me how to get Wendy to like me.
Dude, you just have to have confidence in yourself. Believe in yourself, and others will believe in you. Chicks love confidence. Now go, hurry. The clitoris has spoken.
Dan, are you okay?
I see you failed in your mission. I should not have sent a boy to do a man's job.
Come on, everyone. We've got precious little time.
Die, Canadian.
Did you hear that, Dan? I fought it.
You did? Just now?
Terrence and Philip!
That's the game to the rendezvous point. Hey, Mr. Garrison.
Children, take Mr. Hay. Please, get him out of here.
Holy shit! Man, this V-chip is getting all screwy.
Take cover in the trench!
Overton, human shield up front, then operation get behind the dock here. Remember, human shield, protect our tanks and planes, too. Holy mother of Jehoshaphat!
Fire on my command.
All right, squad. Just like I told you. One,
you some people gonna die?
Fire!
Please! What the...
Great plan, Chef!
Operation Human Shield my ass!
My God, this is terrible.
This is what we wanted! We wanted our children to be brought up in a smut-free environment! But we didn't want this! Where are you going?
We're going to find our boys. For God's sake, Sheila, we're going to get them killed.
Other times I said you were a big dumb Jew. I didn't mean it. You're not a Jew. Yes, I am. I am a Jew, Cartman.
No, Kyle, don't be so hard on yourself.
What the hell am I still holding this for?
Mr. Hand, no!
Fuck this, dude. I'm getting out of here before I get in really big trouble.
I heard that.
Stan!
Dude, I found the clitoris, so now I think I can get Wendy to like me again.
Oh, that's swell, Stan.
Yeah, I guess all's well that ends well, huh? We can go home now, you dipshit.
Ow!
Oh, what's wrong with this thing?
Come on, we can't let Terrence and Philip die, or else the whole world's gonna end.
Terrence, look!
There they are!
Oh, Philip, we're done for!
All right, men, fire!
Goodbye, Terrence.
This.
Don't shoot!
I'll take care of this. Ted, get out of the way now! Kyle!
I'm not gonna let you kill them, Mom.
What?
I'm not moving.
Stand down, children. You can still see fart jokes on Nickelodeon.
No, this is about more than fart jokes. This is about freedom of speech, about censorship, and stuff.
What about Ike, huh, Mom? Did you forget that your own adopted son is Canadian?
I'm doing very important things.
But, Mom, you never took the time to talk to me. Whenever I get in trouble, you go off and blame everybody else. But I'm the one to blame. Deal with me. You keep going off and fighting all these causes, but I don't want to fight her. I want my mom.
Oh, poor little fella.
No!
Holy shit, dude!
Young man, you watch your mouth!
My time has come.
You are really fucked now!
It's Saddam Hussein! Shoot him!
What a dumbass!
You have spilled the blood of the innocent. Now begins 2 million years of darkness.
Oh, good job, Miss Blofowski. Thanks a lot.
I was just trying to make the world a better place for children.
Yeah, and you brought enough intolerance to the world to allow my coming. Now, everyone bow down to me. Yeah! Yeah,
bend
over.
Whoa, what have we done? Saddam, I am the Dark Ruler, not you.
Relax, bitch. You better see not her.
I can't.
Let's start by building a big statue of me. Right over there where that fat kid is standing.
Hey, don't call me fat, butt bugger.
Yeah, Cartman, do it.
Damn, shit, witch, that's my fucking authority!
Ah! Yay! Ah, you need to watch your mouth, Brad.
Dog shit sucker!
Before, but don't worry, I can change.
Oh.
Okay. Not.
Fuck shit, cock ass, silly butter, bitch, muck, pussy, cock, butthole, Barbra Streisand.
What are you waiting for, bitch? Destroy him. Come on, you weak, stupid cumbuck, and save me.
That's it. I have had enough of you! You spent so much time convincing me I was weak and stupid that I believed it myself. I have you to thank, little one. You showed me that I had to get away from him. Just make any wish you want, and I shall grant it.
Are you sure, Kenny?
What did he say?
He said that his wish is for everything to go back the way it was before this horrible war.
Kenny, you realize that means you'd go back too.
Well, very well, then. I will pull all my minions back. I guess I'm destined to live in hell. Alone. Hello? What's this? Hi there, little guy. Would you like to go to hell with me?
Sure. I bet we can be best friends, Mr. Satan.
Feel free to come back and visit us anytime you want, Satan.
I just might do that.
Thank you, Kenny. Yeah, thanks for going back to hell for us. You're a real pal. You guys.
I'm alive. Where's Mr. Hayes?
Wow, we were all dying and now we're fine. That's super.
What the fuck's going on?
You see, Mom? After all that, it was Cartman's filthy fucking mouth that saved us all.
I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to you, Kyle.
But, Wendy, what about Gregory?
Oh, Stan, I never really cared for Gregory.
You didn't?
No, dude, fuck Gregory. Fuck him right in the ear.
Yay. Thank you, Clitoris.
Everything worked out. What a happy end. Americans and Canadians are friends again. So let's all join hands and knock oppression down.
Look!
of a child, so innocent and pure. A child's heart is full of song. Take their tiny hand and lead them to the light. As adults, we see pain in the world, and it sometimes don't seem right. But through the eyes of a child, the world seems magical. There's a sparkle in their eyes, they've yet to realize the darkness in their soul. The beauty of their smile, adventurous and wild. Life is kind of gay, but it doesn't seem that way through the eyes of a child. So don't give up, even when the road seems long. Just find that child inside of you. Yeah, you gotta find you. Spread your wings and fly to the brightest star. Even give my friend Steve the details of your car for like 20 bucks. But through the eyes of a child, the world seems magical. There's a sparkle in their eyes, they've yet to realize the darkness in their soul. The beauty of their smile, adventurous and wild.
Guys up there is, hold it.